Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And it's Memorial Day weekend, where traditionally, where you know a lot of you are getting out there having barbecues and enjoying. It's the unofficial, you know, kickoff to summer, but we have that, the real meaning behind Memorial Day. This is a day where we commemorate, you know, the men and women who died in the military service, you know, in battle, protecting our freedoms, taking care of us. And so, you know, instead of saying Happy Memorial Day, I say thank you to those veterans who, those military people who have done and created the biggest sacrifice to protect us. And so I say thank you. I know that, you know, our meanings get lost in some things sometimes, but today I wanted to make sure we do, you know, not just celebrate it, just understand it too. You know, we're a lot of people are gone because of what we want for our freedoms. And so, you know, on this Memorial Day, we remember everybody who did a lot for this country to give us our freedoms that we have today. So, you know, it's something just to kind of remember and think about at this point. But, you know, we're you know, like I said, it's the unofficial kickoff for summer, which means we're going to be spending more time out in the garden, more time out in the yard, getting our garden completed, getting things taken care of out there so that we can enjoy ourselves during the season. So definitely, you know, this rain we're getting, as much as it's not fun to deal with, it is definitely something we need. We've, you know, we haven't had as much rain as we need in the past, you know, couple months here. So we definitely, it's going to help us. It's going to make sure that we're able to, you know, keep our plants going, keep our gardens growing, etc. So it's definitely needed. I would have liked to have had it during the week so we wouldn't have had to, you know, lose a nice weekend to get out there and enjoy what we've been already working on in the garden. So definitely, you know, it's a good thing, right? We got to think positive on all this rain that we've been having for the past couple days. I know, you know, today And a little bit into tomorrow, there's going to be some more rain, but I'm hearing more of like a washout today than anything. And then tomorrow, more likely in the morning. So we'll get the afternoon out of everything tomorrow, hopefully, on this weekend. Because I know a lot of you have the three-day weekend, you're enjoying yourselves at home, enjoying yourselves with the family. So definitely, if you have some time tomorrow, tomorrow would be the day to get out there in the garden and do some more. You know, the temperatures as of late, the past, you know, prior to the past couple days, I mean, the temperatures have been, they've been pretty hot. I mean, we had some 90-degree days. You know, it's looking like next week there'll probably be some more 90s. Again, we'll be back at it. But, you know, this week's going to be a nice week comparatively, if you compare it to the 90s, right? They're going to be in the, the better temperatures, 70s. But we've had some real cold weather, you know, in the 40s. So we've had that cold weather. We've had a bunch of rain. So what does that mean, right? What's coming from from Mother Nature? Well, these are some of those things where we need to start looking at our plants and make sure, you know, like our tomatoes that get that, you know, the fungus when the water just sits on the leaves. Let's take a look at those tomatoes now. Thin out some of those bottom leaves maybe tomorrow when it dries out a little bit so that we're not creating fungus in the area. Let's take a look at our lawn and say, all right, have I had red thread in the past couple years? Well, it's going to start popping up. It's going to start showing in the yard because of this rain that we're getting, this few days of rain in a row. You know, do I have black spot on, you know, roses? Do I have black spot on whichever? You know, what am I going to do? Do I take care of it now? What can I do to help prevent it? You know, a lot of people out there could be looking at, you know, their roses and saying, all right, it's that time of year. I want to use that systemic drench. You know, Bonide has that great systemic bench, the Rose RX, the systemic drench, that will help protect from some of that black spot, work with some of the insects, get rid of some of the insects that could be there. You know, some of those things that come from a rainstorm like this and then get into heat and humidity later on, next week. So let's just be thinking about this. When it comes time, you're going to start seeing some of these funguses, some of the diseases start to pop up because of this rain and the humidity that we've had. So just be aware, you know, what can we be doing? Like I said, you know, to tomatoes, we can be thinning out some of the leaves. Peppers, we could be doing some of the same things, you know, in our vegetable garden. Thinning out some of the lower leaves, allowing some of that airflow to go through so it can completely dry out on the lower levels. That's one of the things where when the rain hits or the rain hits the ground and bounces back up and sits on the leaves, there can be issues there. So that's why I, you know, talk about it so often. Same thing with the peppers. You know, anything that kind of looks like that, you know. It's mostly the tomatoes and peppers that we worry about when it comes to these things. But just keep an eye out on your vegetables and the different things in the garden because of this rain. So, you know, I did have, I was talking with somebody yesterday in the garden center, and they already have some red thread. You know, we've had that rain and some humidity. They know it's coming. They want to take care of it, so they're already getting their products in. You know, the red thread would be in the lawn. It almost looks like a little pink grass blades in the yard. You know, it's kind of cool looking, right? But at the same time, that's a fungus. That's taking over part of the lawn. So, you know, that's one of the things that we like to take care of now. If you know you've had it in the past couple years, and you know that this type of weather brings it out, let's get ready for using some Infuse from Bonide. They have that granular form and the liquid form. You can put the granular form down, go all over the yard to take care of what your, you know, the issues that you have, you know, preventative. Or if you already have it, taking care of it. So, you know, we know that certain things are going to happen based on the weather. So we definitely should be looking at trying to help prevent it based on this weather and how it is. So, you know, you have some time tomorrow afternoon or tomorrow, you know, mid-morning to early afternoon. Get out there, do some of these things to clean up and help prevent you know, these things that will be coming, these diseases, those types of things. So just be ready for it. You know, some of the other things we look at, you know, some of this rain that we're having, we're going to start seeing puddles form. There's going to be water, sitting water in different areas that we weren't, you know, didn't see before. That's the perfect time to be getting those mosquito dunks from Summit, getting the mosquito dunks into the water, you know. They're organic. They're going to be fine for everybody to be there around watersheds, etc. But get them in standing water to kill the larvae and help protect you from Zika, West Nile, all those types of things that are coming. So this is a good time to see those things and use them. Now give us a call if you have any questions. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? You spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist. How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash. And all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And it's a bit dreary out there this morning. And it doesn't look like it's going to get any better today. So it won't... won't be a great day to be getting out in the garden, but looking like tomorrow might be the better day of the weekend. I don't know if I'd call it a better day with all the rain that's coming, but we'll definitely see a little bit more sun, I would think, at points tomorrow. So definitely, I guess we'll call that a win, right? Anyways, this weather, like we've been saying, could start to bring out the different aspects of, diseases, funguses, etc., that could be showing up in your garden. So definitely take care of them. Look ahead and see what's going to happen and say, all right, I'm going to help prevent it. We talked about what to do with tomatoes. We talked about, the lawn a little bit. I mentioned a number of things to be thinking about. But some of the things that I kind of look at this time of year is saying, all right, what else is going to happen? What other products can I use to help prevent or take care of what's going on? There's a number of them out there. For some of those diseases that we've been, looking at and thinking about and saying, all right, I want to take care of them ahead of time, but I want to kind of go organic, because we kind of talked about Infuse, right? Infuse is a synthetic product. Well, there's some other products out there to be, taking care of your tomatoes if there's an issue that always seems to pop up. Maybe using the product copper fungicide. Copper fungicide, is an organic product that will help take care of some of the funguses on your, fruits, vegetables, any of those funguses. If you want to take a look at it, even on all the way down to like rhododendrons, boxwoods, azaleas, all those types of things. It doesn't just take care of something that you're going to consume. We need to look at it and say, all right, these, diseases, do I want to go organic? Do I want to go synthetic? So the organic version of some of these, disease controls is the copper fungicide. You could also use Revitalize from Bonide. Those are a couple options for you out there. Using them, I would look at it and say, I'm going to use these as a preventative at this point, just knowing that the amount of rain that we've had, then the humidity that's going to come back by the end of the week, that is a recipe for this going on. So definitely, I like to take a look at it and say, all right, let's get ahead of this. And let's take care of this. You heard me talking about that Rose RX Systemic Drench. That's definitely a good one to be using on your roses at this point to get those protected for that. But that's not just a disease control. That also takes care of some of the insects as well. But there are a number of other options that you can be looking at for organic versions for diseases. There is a Rose RX 3-in-1 spray that takes care of some diseases. One of my favorites when it comes to your trees, your different types of fruit trees, there's a product out there called Citrus Fruit and Nut Orchard Spray. That is basically that organic version of the fruit tree spray that we have grown accustomed to from Bonide that you would use on all your fruit trees. You have it, and it's usually, this is the one where you would spray like 5 times a year, when in fact now they actually say don't spray 5 times a year, spray just for more of what the issue is. But this is a great version of that same product, just organic. So, some things to be thinking about with what's coming up. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're going to take that break. We'll be back in a few.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced Lawn Care Scientist.
Where'd you come from?
I want you to try new all-in-one Weed and Feed.
What's this?
All-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is gonna look great!
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Santa Clara County Sheriff's Office says the suspect in this week's mass shooting at a light rail yard in San Jose had a dozen guns and 20,000 rounds of ammunition at his home. According to police, he set his home on fire as he left for the shooting. On the morning, he opened fire at the San Jose light rail yard where he worked for 9 years. Sam Cassidy was scheduled to have a disciplinary hearing. Some of his co-workers had filed complaints that he had made racist comments. He also bragged in a threatening way to his co-workers about having firearms. Early on Wednesday morning, the 57-year-old showed up during a shift change heavily armed. They say he targeted certain people at the facility. He then turned the gun on himself. Investigators are still looking for a motive. This is USA Radio News. Thousands of residents have evacuated from the Democratic Republic of Congo's eastern city of Goma under threat from another eruption of Mount Nyiragongo volcano. The Congolese government has ordered up to 400,000 people to evacuate from the capital of North Kivu province. The volcano erupted a week ago. That eruption, which happened on May 22nd, killed over 30 people, and the Goma Volcanic Observatory is warning that there's a risk of a new eruption. After a 4.9 magnitude earthquake in the wake of the first eruption, geologists now believe that Nyiragongo may vent again. The volcanic eruption and earthquake have threatened an already vulnerable population in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo. 33% of the population is severely food insecure. The Nyiragongo volcano is one of the largest in the world. Last week's eruption was the last large one since a 2002 eruption killed 250 people. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we do have a couple calls on the line, so Nathan, who's up first today?
TJ is in Dover.
TJ, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Oh, good morning. I'm TJ the Plant Man, according to you guys, and it was working well here. Couple questions.
Sure.
My plants are doing well. I've cut my tomatoes back. Ironically, the other day, because it was so dry in 93 and now it's 45, it's bizarre in my plants, but I went out and bought a 4-gallon backpack waterer, and as soon as I bought it, it's still in a box. I'm looking at it, and it's been raining ever since I bought it. So you guys are welcome. Yes. It's just weird that way. Maybe I should move to Ethiopia and I could fix their problem. But, the climate change, does that change our zoning here in New England, New Hampshire?
Well, I mean,
you know, we have zones, and is that change? Like, you buy a plant and it says it's good for zone 3 to 4, 4 to 8, whatever.
Well, a lot of the areas have kind of switched a little bit, in the past couple of years, whereas, you know, they now have like a little bit more of like 5A, 5B, you know, 6A, 6B. Those,
oh my,
those in the areas have changed a little bit. So, I mean, it definitely does affect it, but, I mean, you know, ask the right person and it might not exist. But that is for a different show. But that being said, right. You know, the temperatures, they didn't change too much to the point where it's like, it's going to be extreme, where
right.
you'll see temperatures going from the cold overnights, you know, during the winter. It's not going to change from like 0 to like negative 20. We're talking, a couple degree change. Maybe it's,
degree.
You know, it's nothing major, but it is something that has changed. The more north you go, which means, you know, some of those things like when the last frost is probably a little bit different than it has been in the past.
Correct. Last frost was yesterday in Lancaster.
Yep.
In the end of May. I mean, that's what struck me off of that question was like, my gosh, I used to live up there and your growing season is now down to a month almost because they can't get a break up north. And it's in here, I'm at 45 degrees in Dover when it was 93 the other day. And my plants, they don't know what's going on, nor do the bees. And speaking of bugs, what's your thoughts? I have all these white moths flying around all the trees and not sure exactly what they are. They're little moths. They're not butterflies. I did see a butterfly the other day, but not many yet. What's up with the gypsy moth this season? Do you have an inkling? Everything else is going crazy. I figured, are they going to come and invade the 10 caterpillars?
I mean, well, the gypsy moth, you know, they kind of go back and forth of when they are. I haven't heard much on them at this point.
Me neither.
You know, I don't think this year, you know, I can't exactly say that this is going to be the year that something happens or when it is. But I would think that, you know, there's so many other insects out there that are, you know, supposed to, this be the year that they hit us that, I think we're, you know, not as worried about it.
Yeah, well, you got the cicadas, and you got the, like I called last. Oh, by the way, thank you about the corpse plant that I brought up. I used that in my seminar last Thursday. It was wonderful.
Perfect.
Luckily, I didn't bring one in, but you can buy them. And there's one in Guilford, New Hampshire. They have a greenery that they sell them for $80. Believe it or not, I just found that out. Not that I want one, but if you have a neighbor you don't like, I guess it would be a great Christmas gift, perhaps.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wasn't sure because of all the other things. The cicadas are coming in. The corpse plant is growing. All these strange things that are coming out of the ground. I didn't know because I've been through a season years ago here in New Hampshire where the gypsy moths were so incredible. I was working at a job site that if you listened quietly, it sounded like it was raining and it was them eating and pooping. I mean, yep. It was incredible, just devouring everything that they can get their little jowls on. And I was, my. And they're hard to get rid of.
They
kill everything in sight. They're awful. But I didn't know about the gypsy moths. That hasn't been brought up yet. Everybody's talking about other insects of the like. And are ladybugs good or bad?
Ladybugs are great to have.
They eat the aphids, right? Is that it?
Yeah, they'll eat some aphids, some mite, even some scale if they're present. So if you see a bunch of ladybugs on your plants, that means there's something else that's going on behind it. There's other insects that are there. You know, the ladybugs, once they're done eating in one area, they head off and they just, they kind of, they only go, like, straight ahead. They don't turn around and come back to areas. So I know there are a lot of places will actually sell the ladybugs.
They do sell them.
Right.
They sell the ladybugs. Yes. I bought some worms once. I'm like, I can't believe I did that, but I bought worms.
Yeah, no, so it's definitely something that is a definite organic way of taking care of some of the insects. You know, they're not, you know, when you see them in the house, it's not the same thing. It's, you know, they're ladybugs, but they're usually coming inside to get warm, at your own home. You know, if you see them on the plants, it's not a bad thing. It usually means they're taking care of the insects that are there for you. But what I would look to do is look at it and say, all right, if I had tons of ladybugs on a plant, what was affecting it? And once the ladybugs have kind of left, kind of look around and see what's left. You know, do you still need to spray afterwards, you know, with something like an organic spray to get rid of the insects that are there? So, you know, it's a, you know, it's like a flag coming up saying, all right, something's going on here. Let's take a look at it. So they indicate that other things are going on as well.
I lived in a house, an old house, and in the attic I went up, and there were thousands of ladybugs. Somehow they got in, and I'm like, oh, yeah, yikes. And I opened the screen and try to get them to go away. You can't train them very well, by the way.
No, they don't listen to...
They sit or fly. But that's the question, because I need things to talk about for this week's seminar, and you just gave me a great idea about the ladybug.
Perfect.
Way better than the corpse flower I did last week, because they were like, ew.
Yeah, so, it's an interesting one. I mean, it's not something you hear all the time, but definitely worth bringing up here and there. So
there's two different types of ladybugs, good ones and bad ones, I heard. Ones have spots and ones don't. Is that true?
There are multiple styles of them.
Right.
But at the end of the day, I mean, ladybugs, they're not going to harm us. So I don't see them as good or bad. You know, they're just doing their thing, living their life. So I don't see an issue with them myself.
How do they multiply? I mean, the cicadas, I figured out 17 years, it's all over the news, and you talked about it. I talked about it 2 months ago. But the ladybugs, do they breed underground, or do they have nests? I never thought about it.
Well, I mean, that's a good question.
Weird question. Sorry.
Well, I mean, ladybugs do breed just like every other insect. You know, they're
cool. They're gonna things, I guess.
They're gonna, they are going to reproduce. I believe they're, eggs. I'd have to look into it. I never really actually thought about that.
I just did. My bad. I'll spend the afternoon on this rainy day and play with it too. I appreciate it, Pat. Enjoy your day and your memorial.
You as well. All right, TJ.
And
thank you so much for the call.
Friday. I turned 60 Friday.
Well, perfect. Well, happy birthday, TJ.
It was wonderful because I'm at a retirement home and all my party goers were between the age of 70 and 90.
Perfect.
That's the difference. It's never done that one before, but it was pretty cool. Anyway,
awesome.
Enjoy your day, everyone.
You too.
Thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye. All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And we got another call on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Dennis is in New York.
Dennis, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, Patrick.
Good morning.
Good morning. I have two mock orange, shrubs, I guess you'd call them, and both bought at the same time 2 or 3 years ago. The one near the road, no problem, blooms well, everything growing nice. The one that's close to the house gets these black flies, little black aphids-looking things, chewing the new growth on it, like the last 2 years. I tried spraying this year the Captain Jack, but it seems tough to control them. Any ideas?
Okay, so are there some other plants around them?
Oh, yes. The one near the house, yes.
What else is there?
There's some evergreen shrubs and butterfly bush and azalea.
Okay.
That's about it.
Are you seeing anything on any of those or as well? Or
no, not in the not as like not in the aphid or a blue black bug thing. No,
gotcha.
Nothing like that.
Okay,
but
so what I'd be looking to do, since it's not something that you're consuming, you could go with a synthetic. To spray on there if you can find it. The product I would look at would be 8 from Bonide. 8 has a wide range of insects that it takes care of. Pretty much over 100 insects that can be used on the area, and it will actually work for up to 4 weeks.
Okay.
And this would be, I would look at doing something along those lines, a little bit stronger to take care of it so that it's not just getting attacked over and over again, because that's kind of what's going to happen. They're just going to keep reproducing. They're going to just keep chewing and eating the plant. So I would look to use 8 on there, give it something a little stronger. You know, the Captain Jacks will work on more of like caterpillars, those types of things. Whereas if you wanted to use like an organic, you'd want to use more of like an all seasons oil on aphids. That is going to suffocate it a little bit more and work a little bit better than the Captain Jack would.
Okay.
You could also use for an organic, it's basically a neem oil, but they call it Rose RX 3-in-1 or a neem oil itself. Any of those would work for the organic version, for it. But I would definitely look at maybe using 8. That's a synthetic to really take care of it a little bit more.
All righty. And is there something maybe I could do systemic-wise? Maybe it's coming up at do they come up at the soil?
They do. So, actually, I got to hit a break, and I want to go into that a little bit.
On.
So, hang tight for me, and I can tell you how we can do something systemic. Phone number here is 855-660-4261.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
How many products does it take to protect over 100 types of edible fruit, citrus, and vegetable plants from pests? Just one. Introducing Fruit, Citrus, and Vegetable Insect Control from Bayer Advance. Formulated for use on over 100 types of edible fruit, citrus, and vegetable plants. Just one mix and pour application kills insects and prevents new infestation all season long. Take the guesswork out of protecting your edible garden. Bayer Advance. Better science, better results. BayerAdvance.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
here. Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line. I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the group?
Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and two extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Gardening Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Before the break, we were talking with Dennis. Had some issues with some insects on his mock orange tree, mock orange bush, next to the house. And we talked about a couple options, and then right at the end there, you know, one of the things we started discussing was systemic. What can we do for that? Well, there's go ahead.
I'm just saying I'm here. Okay.
Okay, perfect. So there's one product that you can use that definitely I know will work for it. That is the annual tree and shrub product from Bonide. It's also Bayer has one as well, or BioAdvance at this point. That's a systemic drench where basically it'll tell you exactly how much to use. You can mix it with a gallon of water and just water into the plant. And then it will translocate throughout the plant and help protect. You know, a tree and shrub can actually last for almost up to a year. So this would help protect that for some insects. So if you know certain plants are going to get those insects, this is the way to go for you.
Oh, good. Thank you. And one other question.
Sure.
I have a little patch of mint, and I get some black spots on the leaves towards the stems. Is that a fungus?
So it definitely can be. If it's starting to sit black and it's not doesn't like wipe off or anything along those lines, I would say it is. I would look at for a fungus like that using something along the lines of like a copper fungicide.
Oh, okay.
That's a nice organic way to protect your plants, especially if you're going to possibly like consume it, right?
Yes.
You know, that would be my first choice to protect it.
Yeah, I've got some of that. I'll give that a shot. Okay.
Perfect.
Thank you very much, Patrick. I appreciate it. All right.
All right, Dennis.
You have a nice weekend. Thank you.
You too. Bye-bye. All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, that phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, if you want the best-looking gardens, then you need to use the best fertilizers for your flowers, vegetables, bulbs, trees, and shrubs. ProTrust Products Spring Garden Special includes 3 bags of their 4-pound Garden Trust Fertilizer and a bag of their Plant Trust Fertilizer for a special price and free shipping. One application of these fertilizers lasts the entire season. So if you're getting your garden ready, then order a Spring Garden Special from ProTrust Products at www.protrustproducts.com. Now it's this weather isn't that great, right? But we will try to enjoy the weekend. You know, looking like tomorrow, you might be able to get out there into the garden and get some stuff done in the garden. The weather has been crazy like normal. You know, we just say, "Oh, it's New England," but this is just normal. This is normal weather for us around here, where all of a sudden it's 90, and then all of a sudden it's raining and in the 40s. Crazy type of weather around here, but you kind of get used to it here in New England. We kind of know what's coming. That's why we start to discuss a little bit, you know, what we can be doing with funguses that are inevitably going to be happening here. So that's why you've heard us already talk a lot about copper fungicide, some of those other products that you could be using, Infuse, etc., because we know that the fungus is going to be hitting us very soon. So definitely keep on the lookout for that, because it is it's going to happen. I can tell you that based on looking at the forecast going forward. We're looking at some warm weather next week, and after all this rain, this cool weather, fungus will be on the rise in your plants, in your vegetable gardens, in your lawn, garden, etc. So definitely take a look at it, knowing that it's coming, and get ready for it. You know, get some of these products like the copper fungicide, like the Infuse. Use it early to help prevent this from happening. You know, we can definitely use these products to help prevent it from happening, because we know it's going to happen. Anyways, we're going to take a break here. We'll come back in a few here. Give us a call at 855-660-4261. We'll be back in a few.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.